Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
Well, they're trying to make it low-key, but maybe they're just holding on to it at this stage. That's Return to Racing at Eagle Farm in Brisbane on the weekend. Mick Goody has been overseeing the track for the last few months, and he joins us. How are you, Mick?
Good, Andrew. Yourself?
I'm well, mate. I know it's a low-key, but I guess a lot of people just excited to be back there, Mick.
Oh, look, I think it's really good for the stakeholders. It's been a long 5 years, so it's good to have it back on deck, and it'll race well.
We've seen horses gallop on it, then we've seen the trials on it. Have you been happy with the way it's gone got through both of those sessions?
Yeah, absolutely. The feedback's been really good, and be fair to say I've been pretty confident about this track for a few months. So as you said, it's low-key, just work its way back. But we've got this meeting that day, and then got a month off. I'll do a light Renault, some birdie drain, a little bit of... I've done some renovation tests just to get the recovery of the grass in three different spots. So I'll do a little bit more after the meeting, and we race again on the 19th of January, and then, all being well, we slot into about once a fortnight for the rest of the year.
Okay, that sounds encouraging. Just in regard to, we've spoken about the last bit of the grass that was laid. You had jump outs on, I think, that on that section, or was there trials on it last week?
Oh, whatever they called them.
Yeah.
There was two official ones from the 1,000. They were run on the fence where we'll race that day. And the two from the mile were outside some drainage work we repaired about 8 weeks ago. I just wanted to give it another couple of weeks before we raced over it. I've got no issues with that. Come Saturday, it'll be a nice surface for all.
And so the thickness of that area, you've got no issue with?
No, it's got plenty of grass on it, and it's really bounced along the last 6 weeks. So, but as I said before, I've been happy with it for a couple of months. It was just a matter of, I think I told them in October, we'd race on December the 22nd, and I think it shook the stands a bit. So, anyway, we're nearly there, mate.
You're nearly there. It's only a few days away. Hey, I know you've only been up there for a short amount of time in the whole process of this new surface and having to redo it and all that sort of thing, but have you been surprised, or has it just come to hand the way that you would expect?
Look, it'd be fair to say when I first got there that things weren't operating the way I would have liked. So probably took a month of, some meetings and...
Yeah.
But the one thing I'd say all along is that the BRC was straight on board, and with Peter Birch and Jim Roberts and Ross Smith, it's been an easy process. So after that initial couple of weeks, we were all on the same page, and it's just gone onward and upward since then.
Okay. And tell us about the surface itself. I've been hearing facts of extraordinary amounts of water that you're spraying on it. Is that right?
Yeah. It's pretty similar to both Flemington and Caulfield. When I was at them tracks in their initial stage of development, they do take extraordinary amounts of water. But this track is designed very similar to them, the consultants, we're using up their sports turf. They're a Melbourne-based company who designed Sandown, Caulfield, Flemington, Werribee. Did I miss one there? Sandown.
Yeah, you said Sandown. Yep.
Yeah, so they've got a wealth of experience, and they've done a great job with the profile here, re-amending it. And I've got no doubt this will be a great asset to the stakeholders racing Queensland for a long time.
Yeah, I understand. Yeah, look, let's just say you're racing Saturday.
Yeah.
So when do you water?
Well, we had 44 mil on Saturday, and we had 7 mil last night. So I get up there in the morning, and I'll be there about 8 o'clock, a bit after, and obviously I'll go and do a lap, probably do a go and stick, and we'll look at whether it needs to be watered tomorrow. It will be need to be watered unless we get rain. So we'll just assess it as we go.
And I haven't even looked at the forecast. I should have looked at the forecast before this question.
They're saying 1 to 15 mil on Saturday.
Okay. What would that do?
Not a lot.
Yeah.
No, it'll be very similar to how Flemington was during the carnival. It may just sit in the leaf for 10 or 15 minutes, but once it starts to go through the profile, they'll keep racing.
Yeah.
Bearing in mind that in Brisbane you can get substantial amounts of rain in a very short time. So I'd have to see how it reacted to that, but I'm very confident this track will be a great servant for a long time.
All right, well, we can't wait. We've seen everything around it. I think the racing people up there, the participants, are screaming out for it, but we'll wait and see how it all plays out on Saturday. Mick, thanks for your time, and well, we will talk on Saturday morning. It hasn't been a Saturday morning chat for a while, but it will be this week.
Yeah, well, about, to be exact, 10 months. It'll be nearly to the day.
Okay. All right, well, we look forward to it, mate. I hope the rest of the week goes well, and we can't wait to watch it on the weekend.
Thanks for your time, Andrew.
Good on you, Mick. Mick Goody there, looking overseeing Eagle Farm on behalf of Racing Queensland and the Brisbane Racing Club, and they return there on Saturday.